It is 2 minutes after the hour, and I see you joining us, and we're very proud and very honored because I know it's a busy time for this gentleman. He's the Senior Vice President of Entertainment for Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, which encompasses Norwegian Cruise Line, Oceania Cruise Line, and Region 7 Seas Cruise Line. We welcome to the program Richard Ambrose. Thank you for being here, sir.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, I have to
Hello, everybody.
There's a lot of 6 degrees of separation in this room right now. First of all, that's BJ Odom, who spent 40 years in terrestrial radio as a operations manager, a programmer, and a morning personality. He is also a kidney and heart transplant survivor.
Really?
Yeah.
And, well, we have something in common.
Yes,
then.
You do.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I'm not sure you know about it. Maybe you do, but Dottie actually lost her left kidney 6 years ago. So she has one kidney.
I did know that. Yeah, so, I think we talked about it, Dottie.
So
yeah.
We're supposed to have 10 kidneys in this show, but we only have 7. So,
but and one with a stone.
And one with a stone. and that voice you just heard, here's where it gets really interesting, is legendary comedy magician John Ferrantino, who... spent 17 years as an entertainer on Norwegian Cruise Line and 7 years, is it right, on the Norway?
Yeah, seven.
7 years
on the Norway. On the infamous Norway.
Yeah, and that's where Dottie met John. I met John actually first in Vegas. Then, of course, we all worked together in the old days for Norwegian Cruise Line. So there's a lot of things that we all have in common here, and we're so excited. I have a little, you know, I'm going to talk really fast because I know we have a short time with you because you're busy.
There's Don't worry, I'm a New Yorker, so I talk fast.
Okay, oh, perfect. let us, well, we'll start with this, because this just was on the docuseries that you're presenting, NCL is presenting, and it was a wonderful, we watched it. The choir, did I get it wrong again? Choir of Man?
Choir of Man,
yes.
And it, what's interesting, Richard, is that we started this thing as a backstory about, I don't know, 6 months ago now, 5 or 6. We came home, like everyone in March. BJ's son is very, very successful in internet-based radio. He's partners with Shaquille O'Neal. And I got thinking about internet radio while I was home. And I started it alone, and 2 weeks into it, John came on as a guest and said, listen, I'm home. I'll join you if I want. Eventually, BJ came on board, and Dottie came on board. And for the last 5 or 6 months, we've done what the docuseries is doing, which is connect all of the Oceania guests, region guests, NCL entertainers, NCL crew, captains, everything else. The difference is that your docuseries has a huge cast, probably 13 cameras, a big crew. And I got 4 green screens in this mess. That's all we're working with here. It's not the same level. But we watched it and we thought it was great. And the idea behind that, now I'll shut up, is to make sure people understand, A, that we're coming back, and B, the quality of the entertainment that they're going to see when they get on the ship.
Yeah, no, really, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, the response has been amazing. I mean, as of Saturday night, there are over 250,000 people have viewed the show, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that beats us.
So it's turned out to be really great. And, you know, it was really about Nick Dudson, who's the creative director, the guy who created the show, came to me and he really just wanted to, like, can I, you know, he said, I was going to film the show and is Norwegian Cruise Line interested? And I said, yeah, we're interested. So it just became this big event, you know, and we turned it in and it wasn't 9 cameras, it was only 5.
Okay.
and we actually did it at the historic Garrick Theatre in London, on London's West End.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Which is great. I mean, we walked into the theater and it's like, and we literally almost together, we all went, it's like, oh God, it's so good to be in a theater.
Yeah.
You know, anything to get the, you know, get the crew working, the guys working. And so, yeah, so it's been really great. And so we're doing that. The next one is NCL Live from Broadway, which contains all our Broadway people who have been, you know, regulars on Broadway, careers on Broadway, who've come to Norwegian and Oceania and Regent through, you know, different venues. Sure. And then also our talent that started at Norwegian, Oceania or Regent, and then have gone and are having careers on Broadway.
Sure.
So that's great. So, yeah.
It's interesting. And I'll to toss it out to Dottie in a second, but I was reading your interview in C-Trade News and I never really gave this thought. There isn't going to be live Broadway until end of next summer. And there are a lot of Broadway people right now that want to perform. Right. And there is a place where they can be in a big theater, in a big production, and that's on a ship. So yeah. The market is going to change. You know, people that always been Broadway went to Broadway are coming back. And so the opportunities for the cruise line, for Norwegian, to get some really, not that the talent isn't really great already, but some real serious people looking to do something.
No, absolutely. And, you know, it's, you know, even when we, you know, when, you know, the talent, the Broadway talent, the West End talent, you know, in any, but really have always, you know, kind of stayed away from cruising, you know. And to be perfectly honest, I was one of them. When I was performing on Broadway, I was like, I don't do cruises. But that was, you know, 190 years ago.
Yeah.
But now it's like it gives us the opportunity, and like the Choir of Man and the, you know, the Broadway series that we're doing, it gives us an opportunity not only for our guests or travel partners, for all three brands, but it also for the talent out there to say, this is the quality that we do at Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, you know, at the three brands, at Oceania, at Regent, at Norwegian. Obviously, Norwegian's a little different because we just, you know, it's such a, entertainment's such a big part of what we do at Norwegian. But we take all those principles that we have and we bring them to the other two lines, Oceania and Regent, absolutely.
Well, and you know, that's the last one, Donnie, I promise. There has always been this, and this is in the travel industry, the agents. If you want to go, if you're looking for entertainment and fun, you go in NCL. If you want food, you go in Oceania, which is not, absolutely. It's not really true. For two reasons. We hear it from the guests all the time. The food on Norwegian Cruise Line has been greatly adjusted. The quality of the food there, prior administration going back, not so hot. We heard that all the time. And on the other side of it, the entertainment on Oceania region is top quality. It really is. So either way, if you want, you know, NCL is definitely about fun. I mean, the go-kart track. BJ on one of the ships, they have a go-kart track on the top of the ship. In fact, Holland America is putting one in for just the mobility scooters for the people. You know, they'll be able to spin around, put a helmet on, knock into Irv. Now get out of my way. It's a different clientele. Sorry. Anyway, but it's true that we have really wonderful production shows on Oceania, which are produced, I'm leading up to something, all produced in Tampa at something you created, Norwegian Creative Studios.
Correct. Yeah. And it's and the reason that happened is when I first joined Norwegian, is, you know, I asked the powers that be at the time. I was like, so what do you want? And they said, well, we want Broadway. And I said, well, you can't have Broadway. Broadway's in New York. But I know what you want.
Yeah.
So then I went on the ships and I did a, you know, exploratory thing. And I said, you have a lot of work to do. This is what you need to have. Yeah. And one of the first things is I said, we need to build a facility and we need to bring everything in house. Because if you can't control the creative, you can't control the product.
Right.
So, you know, it was really, so that's what it is. And, you know, the great thing about, you know, Norwegian and Norwegian Cruise Line Holding and really to, you know, Frank Del Rio, who's now our CEO of Norwegian Cruise Line Holding. I mean, he puts his money where his mouth is. I mean, because he has backed us. I mean, I've increased, since, you know, we all merged together, Oceania, Regent, and Norwegian, you know, the investment into entertainment has been tenfold. And it's really and all three brands. So it's the funny thing to go back to really quickly is what you're saying about Oceania and food and Norwegian entertainment. And I don't know if you remember when the merge happened, when we all became one big family. Frank said, it's like, if there's anything that Oceania can teach Norwegian, it's how to bake a chicken. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything that Norwegian can teach Oceania, it's how to do entertainment. And Ambrose is going to do that. So, was a huge compliment, but it was also that, you know, it really does, like, Oceania's food, Norwegian's entertainment, but we're going to raise both of them. So, well, and they did. So.
I'm there 13, going on 14 years, I guess, 13 years. Dottie's 12 right behind me. I was there a year ahead performing a lot for Oceania. And I will tell you, I've said many times that you must give incredible PowerPoint presentations because when I started at Oceania as an entertainer, you better have a lot of shows in your back pocket to fill in the movie night and the tap dance night and the game show night. And they didn't have money to spend on entertainment. And it's changed tremendously. Dottie can speak. Now, I can't remember the last time we ever had a dark night because we didn't have a performer, correct?
Well, if it's not a dark night, we do a deck party out on deck with the cast performing a bumper and the band playing. So there's always something, but no, we very rarely, if the weather is like in Alaska, we rarely have a dark night in the theater. Yep. Unless it's an overnight, and we'll usually pull in the local a local show from one of the Alaskan ports.
I saw something in the interview too, which I found interesting. NCL is known for branded shows now, Rock of Ages, Jersey Boys, right. Choir of Man. And you said in this interview that you actually, we go back to the old days, obviously, to the NCL, the Jar days, when they had book shows, but they were book shows, they just took some pages out of the book. And I won't name a, I won't
and
name.
Didn't pay the license. Yeah,
I won't name this cruise line. I won't name this cruise line, Holland America, but they actually, in one of their shows, they took on my own from Les Miserables and made it a male number, a male R&B number with three girls singing backup. And when the lead sang On My Own, they went On His Own and did this like Motown thing. And I'm watching tremendous theater that John and I both love Les Mis. I'm watching Les Mis just get tortured. When you put together the Jersey Boys on a ship, you meet with the original writers to make the changes that make it work, correct?
No, absolutely. Yeah, we go back to the original. So
you have to have permission.
Producers, and then, you know, when we do, because you know we have to make it into a 90-minute or shorter format. And you know, people ask all the time, it's like, well, how do you make the cuts? And it's like the original writers make the cuts.
Yeah.
So we go to the, you know, when we produce on, you know, Norwegian specifically, is we go back to the original director. So if the director, the choreographer, the designers are part of our production. And, you know, that's what makes, you know, people are like, oh my God, that's literally like the Broadway show. And I was like, no, it is the Broadway show. And that's, you know, and again, it goes back to the talent is acquiring the talent, because the talent wants to work with these directors, designers, choreographers. That's right. And that's why it works. And so you get the talent level that helps. And not only that, so we go back to Norwegian Cruise Line. So you have the kids who are, you know, just starting in the business, who are doing our review shows on Oceania and Regent and Norwegian on the Jewel class in our smaller ships, which are phenomenal. The same principle applies, first class quality production all the way. But they're learning from these seasoned pros who come in. So they're in the same studios, they're walking down, they get to see the rehearsals, they get to see how, you know, the real pros work, that, you know, it's not just showing up and singing a song. It's like, you got to do the work, you got to do the homework, and yeah.
And so, as John said, you have to pay the rights. Yeah, you can't just.
And you got to pay the lights. No, that's, you know, that's the producer hat. And it's like, yeah, we have to pay the rights and all that. And people's like, can we do this? And it's like, no.
not legally anyway.
We're a public company. Yeah, you can't do that.
When it went public, that's one thing you know, I'm just a guest entertainer, but when you're married to a cruise director, you probably, things filter in, you don't hear otherwise. And the idea that we're publicly traded, don't do that anymore, is a kind of a common statement.
Well, it's so funny. I mean, Dottie hears it from, you know, the team, but, you know, and all the cruise directors do. It's like, you know, they, not only are they the face and the voice of the ship and, you know, of the brand, but they're also the policemen. So.
You're absolutely right.
You know, Dottie, get them to stop. Yeah.
So, all right, I'll keep going. One more thing. I keep saying that the whole interview, I'm terrible that way. When I know that casts are rehearsing and when they get on board, this is about the safety when we restart. Me, I'll be here probably, but Dottie, they're operating in a bubble right now in Tampa, correct?
Well, we haven't started in Tampa yet.
Okay.
So, all right. We're hoping, you know, fingers crossed that, you know, January we'll be able to start.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, they will be in a bubble. So they'll be, you know, tested prior to arriving in Tampa. They're tested in Tampa. They'll be tested throughout the rehearsal period, but their group, their ship will be in a bubble. They'll come in, they'll travel together from the housing. They'll be housed together. They'll be brought in transportation to the studios. They'll go into their studios and they will have that studio then back and forth each day until they're ready to go to the show. Yeah. So we are literally creating a bubble. And, you know, it's one of the things we're working on as we speak right now is one of the things and it's challenging on Oceania and Regent because, you know, the production cast is the crew staff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they have to be out with the guests. So we're trying to figure, how do we make that so we deliver, you know, we still deliver the high quality product and that interaction, the socialization, which is so important to the Oceania and Regent brand and also to the Norwegian brand, but it's just a little different. But we're trying to, how do we keep our guests safe and our crew safe without losing that special something that happens on the Oceania ships?
I believe everybody that watches this show and listens to this show, they just want to get on a ship and sit in a corner. If they could get on Riviera and just sit in Red Ginger for the day, just sitting in Red Ginger, they'd be happy. They're just, you see it all the time on social media. They're so desperate to get back on a ship and go anywhere. So I believe they'll listen. They'll pay attention when the guests I'm talking about, when they're asked to do things, they'll listen to the cruise director, which would be a nice change sometimes. But yeah. Dottie, question?
You've had some challenges with auditioning for casts. I was reading in the article, you've been doing a lot of virtual auditions.
Yeah, so the casting team, it really, well, you know, because we just shut down, and then, you know, and the entertainment industry, and specifically live entertainment theatrical inside, has just been decimated. There's just been no work. So as we start to ramp up and as we start to hire, we're asking a lot of, we're going out and asking a lot of the returnees, but as you know, it's like some people just don't want to come back yet. So yeah, we've had to do virtual. From the singing perspective, it's easier. From the dancing perspective, because of I'm an ex-dancer, and I demand, and we demand a very technical expertise of a dancer who is highly technical in their craft. So you can fudge on video. It's more difficult to do the dance auditions. My casting team is just amazing. So they figured it out that they will allow the performers to present something that they want to present that puts them in the best light. And then subsequently we send them, this is what we need you to do. And we want it not unedited. And if you make a mistake, you make a mistake.
Yeah.
Just like you would do it in an audition. And it's working. It's definitely not the same, but we're in a world where we can't, you know, where things are not the same. But, you know, it is from finding the singers, it's a lot, I wouldn't say easier, but it's easier than, you know, finding the dancers. Yeah.
I was married to a choreographer that worked for NCL. Sophie Free, she was a dancer, dance captain, and the whole bit. Right. We were producing a show in Orlando, and at first, dancers were submitting videos.
Right.
And then when we did the actual live audition with the people that sent in the videos, I know what you're talking about. It was not the same. They must have shot the video 20 times to probably get it perfect.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the first audition we had 70 dancers show up, and after the first 40 minutes, 35 of them walked out and said, this is far above the level that I can dance. Thank you for your time.
And it's true. It's, you know, especially with what we do from a dance perspective. And that's why we really hire highly technically trained dancers, because it's not the same choreographer. It's 3-4 different choreographers in different styles that they have to execute. And so you need a technical dancer who can, you know, switch from contemporary to ballet to jazz to musical theater, that sort of thing. So
She was from England and went to dance school her whole life, and she was just like, where do these people learn to dance? What do they do?
Well, now having heard this, I will not be submitting my video. I just don't think it's possible. By the way, this is not sucking up. I drink from this mug every day.
John,
too. Look, we're
the old brand.
We're old guys. Back in the day, so to speak. Yeah. We still have.
You talked about the Nor. Yeah, you. This one's this.
That's just an old Dale Jr. car.
He's a NASCAR fan.
You talked about the Norway. I wasn't, you know, part of Norwegian. before, you know, obviously I came in after the Norway, but it's just this magical, I call it Brigadoon, because it's just like anybody who was in the Norwegian era or the Norway era, yeah. They just said it was just this magical ship. And I mean, no.
Yeah, it was, you know, as far as, it's so funny because I was on 2 weeks on and 2 weeks off for 7 years.
Wow.
And it was my home. And I cried when I saw them take it apart. Yeah. I mean, I literally cried. And and it's funny. Parts of the ship were so elegant. And parts of it are just really run down by today's standards. You know right. what I mean? As far as ship. But there, you either loved it or you hated it. And I just, yeah. I love that ship. I just, it was just, like you said, it was magical.
Donnie loved it. I can't tell you. I can't tell you. I was a giant fan. Our staterooms were down on the deck, the entry to the tender deck. And you'd be laying in bed the morning after your show, and they'd be lining up to get a tender. And a lady would go, "So what'd you think of the comedian?" "Eh, he was all right." And they're very loud. They're taking my show apart. I'm laying there. I think, I got to end this. I open the door. I go, "Can you insult me quieter?" They were, so sorry.
The worst part is you went for breakfast and then the tender was loading. You couldn't even get to your cabin.
Couldn't get back to your room.
But there was a time, you know, when the movie Titanic came out, the bookings for the Norway went through the roof because everybody wanted to relive that time, that era of going down the grand staircase with the captain for the captain's party. And they were all crazy Norwegians in those days. All the captains were crazy Norwegians, every one of them.
It was so crazy. It's like you say, this isn't sucking up for all of them. Dottie, I think, will know the same thing. I'd fly into St. Martin every Tuesday to meet the ship, and I'd be taking the tender out to the ship. And when you came around that bend and you saw that ship sitting in the water, you were like, this is the most beautiful ship I've ever seen. It just looked like a beautiful. Yeah.
It looked like an ocean.
It looks like what you think a ship should look like.
Right. Yeah.
I remember my last time I was going up to it and I thought, you know what this ship needs? A go-kart track. That's what I didn't say. I didn't say that really. I didn't know how far cruising has come.
Do you know that years ago they had a NASCAR cruise on the Norway and they brought these little midget racers on. And someone put one right through the sports deck before the passengers got on. They were testing it and skidded out and went right through the window on the side.
We talk about it, Richard, all the time. In the old days, they would shoot a shotgun off the back deck. You could pay $20 to shoot skeet on the back deck, and it was the captain's shotgun. We never knew where the money went. We had a good idea. It went to buy shells. And so it was a different time. Let's put it that way.
It's a totally different time. I remember we had a football cruise once, an NFL cruise, and we had this kicker who's in the Hall of Fame, and he was up on the sports deck taking footballs and kicking them across three decks out into the ocean. And the environmental officer came up and said, "You can't do this." And he goes, "You know, that's garbage, it's pollution." So he took out a Sharpie, signed his name on it, kicked it, and goes, "Now it's a souvenir."
All right. Well, I'm looking at the clock. We don't want to hold you. But real quickly, you know, I know talk about old days and NFL cruises and that cruise. Six Man Live, which is part of the NCL family, does a tremendous job on full charters with all kinds of musical entertainment. It's just Joe Bonamama or whatever. I never get his name right. And Bon Jovi singing on the Norwegian Jewel, by the pool. Lastly, I read where you, the comedians by the pool. Do you hate us? No, just kidding.
No, I don't. No, it was the last interview we did.
I'm just kidding.
Because we're trying to figure out. So this is Norwegian specifically. Because on Oceania and Regent, you guys play the big room.
Yeah.
So anyway, on Norwegian.
Small clubs.
You know, it's like we have clubs. We have the club, and we can't figure out how to do social distancing. Right. And, you know, so you're playing to, you know, you could be, if you're in the club, because the comedy clubs are small, so you could be playing to like 40 people.
Otherwise, if you're
out. So if we can get out and expose
more people.
So on the Norwegian ships, on some of our ships, we have what they're called, it's called Bliss, or it's called, you know, some area, but it's a very small area outside. And we're like, well, maybe we can do that. And it's But again, no, we don't hate you. We love you guys.
Well, it's only because you can't hear the laughter.
We're just trying to expose you so that we can get as many people in safely that can do something. So.
I will tell you, that makes
making you guys do 12 shows a day.
Yeah, well, that's okay, too. There's not a comic alive that wouldn't do 12 shows a day anywhere right now just to be able to perform again, truthfully. Yeah. But what you just explained makes a lot of sense, and that's why you're a senior vice president and I'm pushing the wrong buttons. That's how that worked out. So we'll let you get out of here because I'm sure there must be something important to do. We thank you for the time. I know the people from Oceana and Regent and some NCL staff that are listening would enjoy the interview. And Dottie, any last words for the big boss?
No, just good luck with the restart.
I have a question. What's that?
To get back.
Absolutely. We're hoping to get back, you know, really, really soon. So, but once we get back, get ready, pack your bags. We're going. It's going to be a different world for us out there.
I have a question. What's that picture behind you?
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, I got this. Actually, I got this in Puglia, Italy. I was just walking down the street in some town, I can't remember. I saw it. I just loved it. So,
it's cool.
Just piece of art. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah, look at this.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Oh yeah,
that's very cool.
I thought it's going to be great for I never thought I'd spend so much time in my home office.
I hear you.
Welcome to our world.
When this show started, we didn't use green screens, and everybody they were in their homes, and pets were going by and wives and girlfriends were giving kisses. And I thought we should probably take it a step up. So we have green screens, and we actually have some people that warn us that we're too close together in our studio. And they think we're all in the same room somewhere in Orlando, Florida. So some people were fooled by it.
You guys all look great.
Well, we try anyway. All right. Thank you, Richard. If I don't stop now, I'll talk forever then.
Thank you, Richard.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Thank you, Dottie. It's great seeing you. It's great seeing everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. You're the best. Thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Stay safe.
We'll do.